Craig Bellamy.
Is that who it is? Sure, he's Welsh. How do you not know?
I know, Welsh. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh, by the way, also, Pat Jennings, right, so he sat with me quite late at night, and he said, listen, you know, you can't tell anybody, but do you know about Loris, right, and his arm?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know how he did it?
No.
I do. Do you want me to tell you?
You're going to leave us hanging again for another week, are you?
Is that how? This is, well, obviously, because he said, you know, you can't tell anyone, but, you know, it's Hotspur's podcast. So what happened was?
Hey, this is Adam Richmond from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is 10 o'clock on Monday evening, sometime in August, don't know when, I'm on holiday. we've got Cole, he's in Northern Ireland. How are you doing, Cole?
Yes, doing good, mate, doing good.
Colin McKee. I'm Steve in Leon C in Essex. We're going to start with some shout-outs this week. What have you got, Cole?
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to get a big shout-out for everybody. I'm sure everybody who follows the show will know him. Davey Elder, the Spurs poet. Great stuff by Davey again. He's organised another Northern Ireland Legends Night. So anybody out there from Northern Ireland that listens to the show, spread the word, you know, around your friends. He has got a Legends Night with the FA Cup and UEFA Cup winners. So we've got Tony Galvin, Mark Falco and Paul Miller all coming over. And of course, Cracker's coming over to host it again, which everybody knows so well. Super, super guy. It's in Breedy Cricket Club on Friday the 13th of November. So anybody in Northern Ireland that isn't too sure where Breedy is, it's between Derry / Londonderry and Strabane. So a good location for all the guys up in the north there, or all the guys up in Donegal. Perfect venue for you all to get over to it. Obviously, there'll be a light supper on the night, and there'll be loads of raffle prizes. Tickets cost £25. So get in touch with Davey at the Spurs Poet, or myself at Colin Spurs, or even Steve there at the Hotspurs podcast. The FA Cup will be there in the night. You know, there's prizes like Steve for like signed items from Tony Parks, Ozzy Ardiles, Ricky Villa, Martin Peters. And then there's going to be a few auction items in the night, and like a couple of great ones, like a signed Gaza shirt. And I know there's another shirt signed by the 2011 squad. So, you know, brilliant night organised again by Davey.
Okay. So really get the word out. Light drinking.
A few Cokes and a few Fantas maybe. or a big glass of ice water, as Davey likes to have now and again.
Oh, yeah, no, don't say that. He gets well. brilliant. That sounds good. Also, I want to give a shout out to the eSpurs podcast. There's so many podcasts now to do with Spurs, Cole. I was looking through the other day, but one of the ones that is a go-to, apart from, you know, like the obvious ones, is this eSpurs one, because the guy who does it, he's an excellent host, I think. But it's
unlike
us, so literally we just sort of talk about Spurs for half an hour or 45 minutes and there's no agenda. I think he has it all really laid out. So all these questions, he questions each person. They have quite a few guests on each week. And they do different questions to different people. It's really good discussion. And they're quite contrary. Like, there's this one guy who, like, I completely disagree with most things he says. But then you've got this guy, Coatsy, who sort of talks a lot of sense, in my opinion. So you'll probably disagree. You'll probably say the opposite. But it's very, very good. And, so get listening to that one. Anyway, mate, so...
One other one, Steve, just for me, quick one. It's a guy on Twitter. I just found this guy this week, and hopefully he's listening in. If everybody can go on and follow, it's at Basher Watts. It's BASHERWATTS. I don't know whether you've came across this guy, Steve. Do you remember the old things used to be like the away days?
Yeah.
Used to be the guys that videoed. I came across it there at the weekend on Facebook, and this guy does his own away days. He's got his own thing going on YouTube. And he done Leicester away. So get on and follow on Twitter and go and have a look. It was absolutely brilliant because the guy does it from obviously arriving in Leicester.
Yeah.
And he seems to be on his own. He maybe has a couple of mates with him. But, you know, it's him getting into the ground and he's in the away section. And, you know, the atmosphere watching it, you know, and he videos quite a lot of the game. And, you know, obviously you can hear all the songs. Obviously there's a bit of language there. It's always going to be in a football end of the ground. But it was brilliant. Really, really enjoyed him. He sounds good. Also, when Spurs score, just the way people get on, and I just absolutely loved it. And then, obviously, within 17 seconds, to see, you know, people's reactions to, you know, the equaliser.
Yeah.
And then he talks after. So, look, definitely get on and follow this guy at Bayshore Watts. So, hopefully, he'll listen in. And I told him I'd give a shout out on the show. So, definitely worth watching, guys.
Excellent. All right. So, Leicester v Spurs. What are your thoughts?
Oh, just disappointed again, Steve. You know, as I just said there, to be what, you know, to get that goal, Dele Alli scoring 1-0, 8 minutes to go, you know, they equalise so quickly. And when I watch the highlights, and, you know, people point out, you know, how we weren't ready whenever we kicked off. If, you know, for example, Chadley. You know, Chadley was still just coming back into his own half. And, you know, they just caught us out. Jan Vertonghen, I thought, was very, very poor. Because obviously this guy, Mahrez, is a good player. You knew what he wanted to do. But just got it, Steve, bad. But I'm trying not to get myself angry and worked up anymore. Usually that would ruin my Saturday night and ruin my Sunday until we play again. But just disappointing. But I think, you know, the overall performance, you know, we dominated all the play. We had all the possession. But never looked dangerous, and you know, poor Harry Kane up front there, just not getting any service.
Mm.
I think we looked like we had lack of pace all around the pitch and just lacking in ideas. And you know, we'll probably get on to it after we talk about the game. Just crying out for two or three new players, Steve, to come into this team just to hopefully give us all a lift.
Yeah, someone up with Harry Kane. So that Harry Kane, you know, Harry Kane's such a good football player, he's not just a, you know, a goal scorer. When he drops back, he, you know, he's got good vision, hasn't he? And he's got he can ping a pass.
Yeah.
So we desperately need someone up there for him to play with and take a bit of pressure off him. But you know, that's obvious. Everybody knows that. Still hasn't happened. It's you know, it's a mystery. You know, this Mourinho thing, which, you know, by the time people listen to this, may have happened, may have not. You know, turning your attention elsewhere. Sorry, is he the only striker that's available? Go and get Charlie Austin. I know people don't want him, but you know, just go and get him. We need two or three strikers, actually. You know,
definitely.
Not just one. Because if you look, I think the NGI has gone down as a midfielder in the on the webpage.
Okay.
So I think that's presumably where he's going to be, like one of the front three, if you like. But we'll have to have a look at that. You know, it's a big question of why he didn't play at the weekend. I haven't seen the reason. I know, I think there was something that Pochettino said about him, you know, not being ready or whatever it is.
I found that out because that was one thing I was going to say to you tonight was, mm-hmm. you know, I think a lot of us were expecting this guy to either start or be on the bench. And obviously then there was no word about it at all. And then, you know, I sit and watch on Super Sunday yesterday and there's Mr. Pedro. He's been in London for, 48 hours?
Yeah.
And you know, he's on the pitch. I'm going, where's our new signing? But I think I found out there tonight just really through Twitter, and I actually spoke to Davey Elder as well, and he had said to me about, it's meant to be that he had to go back to France to sign these work permit forms
right.
or something. But, you know, I've never heard of that there before no. happening, and I'm going, like, is that another typical Spurs thing?
It is, you know, get it sorted out before that.
Yeah, crazy. Absolutely crazy. And by the sounds of the guy, yes, we don't know much about him, but he's got a bit of pace, something about him. He could have been ideal to come on to that Leicester game.
Absolutely.
You know, he really could have been. But, Steve, what did you think about the lineup? Because, you know, obviously Lamella was... Eriksen, I think, was injured. I hope he's injured.
Yeah.
You know, there's been a few rumours about Juventus. So I hope it is an injury.
Mm.
But I was a bit disappointed with the starting lineup. I think, you know... And Lamella, yes, we gave him a hard time last week, and we don't like to slag anybody, you know, off too much. But again, Steve, he just done nothing.
To me, it's like, you know, he obviously didn't play very well, you know, the previous week. And you know, Eriksen's out the side, so who'd you bring in? And Pochettino must be watching these guys in training. I don't know if Lamella's being fantastic in training or whatever. But it seems like, oh yeah, well, they give Lamella another go. And I just think, yeah. Well, you know, as a fan, you might say that because you're so desperate for him to do well. You think, go on then, give Lamella another go. And I think a lot of fans looked at that team sheet and went, well, he was so bad last week. You know, he might, you know, really improve this week and get a goal and his confidence and all that sort of stuff. But the thing is, this is Pochettino's career. You know, we all know that Levy has got no trouble, you know, pulling the trigger. Uh-huh. You know, and see you later, mate. You know, if we lose against Everton, and then I think we're away to Sunderland, yeah. Those two games, sorry, you know, you're out the door, mate. And if you continue to pick people who are, you know, just because you want to give them another chance, when there's perfectly good players... You know, people are telling me about this Pritchard who should be playing. Carroll looked half decent, you know, in pre-season. I know he only played one or two games, but you know, if he's a good little player, Ali obviously came on and he got the goal and he looked pretty good. So I don't know why he picked him really, apart from the fact he's thinking, no, he's, you know, he give him another go, give him another boost of confidence, but. You know, if it was me, I'd have said, no thanks. I think we'll go with somebody else because I've got about three games here to save my career.
I think you're right. I think that's exactly what's happened. I think it is. Look, let's give this guy another go. We got a bit of stick last week from the crowd. Get him in there. But look, you know, anybody that's listened to previous shows, you know, I've always been like, Lamella's... Do you remember I said, Lamella, he'll be coming good by January, February? You know, I think it's just came, and I hate to say it about him, but it's just not going to happen, Steve. And as you say, the young lad, Dele Alli, you know, he came in there, done really well. You know, look at his passion when he scored his goal.
Yeah.
I just thought that was brilliant, and that's what we all want to see. And, you know, this crowd singing his name, and, you know, to me, give that guy a go now. You know, yeah. let him play. The other thing was, and we mentioned it last week, was maybe the likes of, you know, Trippier, you know, playing there right back with maybe Walker in front of him.
Yeah. Well, the ball rolled under Walker's foot after 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. We were going forward quite well, or you know, after a couple of minutes or whatever, and it just rolled under his foot, and it just looked terrible. Now, from then on, he played all right. You know, I've got people telling me that he was fantastic and he was man of the match against Man United and all this sort of stuff. You know, yeah. Sorry, I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing an improved Carl Walker, but I'm not seeing someone who's, you know, bombing on and being fantastic. Yeah, occasionally he's doing that, but not as good as people are making out. And this Trippier guy is sitting on the bench. He must be thinking, well, what have I moved to Tottenham for? You know, we all say it. Oh, great, Trippier's come in to improve Walker, but he hasn't come to Tottenham to improve Carl Walker. He's come to Tottenham to play for Tottenham.
Yeah.
And from what we've seen so far in pre-season, he looks solid. He looks as if he can whack a cross in. And he needs a game.
Definitely. So, the other thing was as well, Steve, I'd put out on Twitter on Saturday night, you know, where's Danny Rose? Why was Danny Rose not playing? Now, to be fair, what I've heard and what I've seen, I think Davies actually had quite a good game, you know, up and down the side there. But... it was actually a guy on Twitter.
Oh, quite a good game, isn't good? Danny Rose. Yeah. Danny Rose was brilliant last season.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I ended up in a discussion with the guy Carl Woodbridge on Twitter, and he made quite a few good points as well. Now, first of all, he sort of, you know, questioned me on why Danny Rose, and I put back to him, well, was he not our best player last season?
Yeah, I had a bit of back and forth with that fella as well. I can't remember what it was about. But
but he actually made a good point because I actually mentioned about Trippier with Walker in front of him, and he said, "Well, what about Davies with Rose in front of him?"
Mm.
He actually said Rose is probably a better, you know, left-sided going forward with his pace and you know his crossing. And I actually thought it was a really, really good point that he made, and I said to him, "I would mention it." And there's another good example of what possibly, you know, we could do with the team, you know, with those avenues.
That's a bad shout. You know, Walker and Rose pushed on with those two sort of more defensive defenders, That's not a bad shout at all. Chadley, we know that you can find the back of the net, and when he was put through, you thought, well, this is in the goal, because that's his sort of position, and he finds the back of the net, and then he sort of wanders about, doesn't he?
He flatters to deceive, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got a very sort of almost looks lazy. But he finds the back of the net, and he's in my fantasy football team because he's probably going to get another 10, 15 goals this year.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you can drop Chadley, the way that he is in the team at the moment. You know, Kane obviously, he had one really good chance where he sort of bundling through and showing a bit of skill, and he played well for the goal. But the guy absolutely desperately needs help now.
He does no service to him at all, Steve.
Yeah.
The first half, he might as well not have been on the pitch. Do you know what I mean? Just no service to him. You know, no pace in the team to create openings. And I hate to say it, but you watch the likes of Arsenal and Liverpool tonight, and you looked at, I watched some of the football that was played there, and I hate saying it.
Touch passing.
Yeah, we unbelievable.
Don't do that, do we? We have to have about four or five touches and then lay it off. And the layoffs are always such a slow pass.
Yeah.
It's got to be quick. It's got to be pacey. You know, you've got to whack the ball when you're passing it around. You know, it's up to the other person to control it. Do you know what I mean?
Which, like,
they're professional footballers. But this whole, like, rolling it slowly to the next person. It's like, get some pace on it, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. And, I think again, with the equalising goal, just showed that soft, soft side that we have, still in the team. He went out and he got Toby, and he signed these other guys. Like, there's Wimmer. I don't know where he is. Well, he's injured, he's nowhere to be seen.
What have I signed for?
Yeah, Eric Dyer. We all know he's really a centre half. He's doing what he can in there, but again, he's not the answer for us. But I think that's where, with a massive week ahead, this time next week's transfer deadline day. But, we don't want to be sitting next Monday waiting all day to sign three players.
Yeah.
Something has to happen. There's obviously this guy from Southampton has handed in the transfer request. Is it Wayama? Defensive midfielder. It looks like he's trying to push through. I've Sky Sports on at the minute, Steve, and I'm just seeing there that Berahino's asked for a transfer. And it's been denied. So, obviously these things are taking place at the minute. So hopefully maybe even those two in this week, and then, transfer deadline day, we might get a wee surprise.
Yeah, I mean, you just wonder, so they don't want 18 million or 20 million pounds then, West Brom. Cool, they must be, they've just bought someone, haven't they, for 12 million. So they must have a lot of money up there.
Yeah. But you know what it is, Steve? In my eyes, they know Spurs are desperate. They know we've made it so clear, we've made it so late again that we are desperate to get someone. So why wouldn't they sit there and go, do you know what? Spurs are going to end up paying 22, 25 million for this guy because they've got to. Another thing.
Do you know this? And everyone's missing the point on this, and I keep making this point. Lennon and Adebayo haven't got squad numbers. And when that came out, across Twitter and social media, everyone was like applauding. Everyone was like, yeah, good. Not so much for the Lennon one, but definitely for Adebayo. It was like, he hasn't even got a squad number. Yeah, brilliant. And I just thought, whatever you think of Adebayo as a player, as a person, he should at least have a squad number, so that at least you give the impression that he's not a complete and utter liability. Just by not giving those guys numbers, you're basically saying, come and get these two players. They'll really cause you problems, which is why we have them squad numbers. I mean, it's just bizarre. As a business, Levy's this fantastic businessman. Surely he would say to Pochettino, listen, we've got seven subs. Obviously you're not going to use them all. We'll give Lennon and Adebayo a number each. Just stick him on the subs bench. So at least, when the camera pans to them, you've got someone in, Norwich or West Ham or even abroad, a side in Italy looking and going, we need a striker. Oh, look, that's Adebayo sitting on the bench. I wonder if we can, do a little deal for him.
I know.
Cost anything? You know, wages, yes, but you know, you're not looking at 10, 15 million for either of those two players.
Yeah.
You know,
it is. I agree. It's a crazy one. Yeah, it is. Really is. Seems to be a crazy one. But another one, just quickly, which I thought about tonight. I don't know whether he was on the bench. I didn't see a team. Danny Ings.
Yeah.
That guy hasn't kicked a ball.
Lallana.
Well, Lallana's been in the team. He was injured tonight. But there's Danny Ings, who Spurs, that was their first bid, who decided to go to Liverpool, you know, with Benteke and Sturridge. Yeah. The guy hasn't got the stuff. You know, surely he must be sitting now going himself, flip, I've done the wrong thing. Mm. But again, Spurs, I'm sure if we had a, look, I don't know whether we could have pushed for him with Liverpool being there, but there's another guy just sitting there, hasn't kicked the ball.
I know. Crazy. I mean, shop window. last 10 minutes against Stoke and against Leicester, you've got Lennon and Adebayor coming off the bench with 10 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Two players who are very well known coming off the bench. You know, people go, I can't have Adebayor. Yes, but to sell him, not because I want to give him another chance or, you know, but get him on the field so that people can look at, oh, yeah, there's a striker. They're not, oh, we haven't even given him a squad number. It's absolutely madness.
That is.
Just on about Levy, obviously.
Yeah,
he gets a lot of stick and what have you, and then other people do stick up for him. What about this as a business decision? Now, I thought about this this week because I went to the Olympic Stadium. They've got some good stuff going on there, all in East London. They've got like a beach for the kids to go to and stuff, so it's pretty good. And the stadium is, in my opinion, is magnificent. I mean, it just looks terrific. And if I was a West Ham fan, I'd be extremely excited about it. You know, it's a lovely area. It's all, you know, it's huge space. You've got a Westfield shopping centre next to it, which has got some great shops and restaurants and what have you. And there's a place called Cafe Football, which I took my boy to, and he was like the happiest little boy ever. But the stadium, it's going to be great for them. But I just thought to myself, well, listen, Levy, obviously went for it, but within what, you know, after the bid was made by Spurs, 99% of Spurs fans said, we don't want it. Why didn't Levy, as a businessman, pull out then? Just go, oh, the Spurs fans don't want it, you know, and it wasn't like 50-50, was it? It was
an
overwhelming majority saying, no, we don't want this stadium. But what he did was he faffed around for another 2 years, going to court, going here, going there, and it still seems to be going on. You know, let it go.
Yeah.
That's why we've only just started with this, you know, thing. You know, obviously you've got the other legal issues as well with you know, the metalworks. But, yeah, another one where he almost took it so personally. He was like, no, I've got to win this case. You know, I've been done hard done by here. You know, another really, really bad business decision. And the other one that we know about, and it always comes out on Twitter and Facebook, are these figures where it goes, you know, all the other 20 teams in the Premier League are all, you know, in the red in terms of transfers, and Spurs are in the black. Well, you know, that's fantastic, obviously, but it does show that, you know, can we not afford to spend a little bit more money? You know, we're not going to go under, are we? I mean, we're Tottenham Hotspur. You know, it's not going to be the case that we're going to cease to exist.
Yeah, no, you're right. And there was actually
the way that we talk about it, the way that people do say, oh, yeah, but Levy's, he's done so well balancing the books. It's almost like because all these other clubs are going out of business, you know, left, right and centre. No, they're not. No other team, no other side is going out of business.
Yeah.
You know, York City, I think the only, correct me if I'm wrong, Andy Rockwell probably will, but, you know, I think they're the only team that's ever gone out of business. You know?
Yeah, well, that's it. And also, I don't know whether you heard it tonight, but there was a good radio show, Talk Sport with Stan Collymore.
Yeah.
And they've done an hour phone-in tonight on, you know, with Spurs fans about transfer policies and Daniel Levy. I caught parts of it. But, you know, it seemed to be quite 50-50. You know, a lot of people still supporting him, what he's doing. And, you know, a lot of people totally anti him. I think the big thing, which just to finish off this end, you know, for me is, and we all need to remember, and we've probably said this before, and I said it to Davey tonight, you know, we can't, because I had actually said to him, you know, we spent 30 million on Lamella, and there's Pedro for 21 or 22 million. Yeah. But in the end of the day, what we all need to remember is, Pedro still wouldn't have came to Spurs. You know, first of all, we can't afford to pay his wages. Yeah. You know, we're not in the Champions League. You know, so we need to remember that we can't, at the minute, we just can't get these players. And I think until the new stadium's up and running, and, you know, hopefully then we start to generate more money, then hopefully we'll see a difference. But look, guys, it's going to be like this for another 3, 4, 5 years. It really is. But the big frustration for me this year was Pochettino said he wanted done early. We haven't done it early. Yes, he'd done a couple of defenders early. And, you know, we're just sitting there struggling at the minute. And as you say, if Everton beat us at White Hart Lane on Saturday, then we're going away to Sunderland, who will get back going here. You know, the crowds in their back. And then I think after that, Steve, it's Man City.
Yeah.
You know, it's, yeah, it is, you know, it is. But look, it's look, tough.
Look at how James Milner played tonight. He was absolutely everywhere, wasn't it? Did we get an inquiry about him? I bet we didn't.
No. Got all these there was your leader. There was your leader to come in and get the best scruff of the neck.
Got all these youngsters, we need a couple of old heads in there, just two or three. You know, it won't cost anything. You know, people are saying that Dan Jones wants Defoe back. Well, you don't have to play Jermaine Defoe, but he comes back, he works with Harry Kane, gives them a few little pointers. Now, they're different players, but with the ball at their feet, they're very similar, actually, aren't they?
Yeah.
Both, you know, they both score similar goals. You know, they're both like a strike on it, don't they? So can Defoe not come back and work with Harry Kane and then come on with 10 minutes to go in games? No? Well, is that crazy? Oh, because he's past it. Well, I know he's past it. That's what I'm saying. Come and work with Harry Kane and come on for 10 minutes to go in certain games. Yeah. Oh, what a crazy suggestion.
And here, do you know another one? And I remember, do you remember you asked me last week, do you remember I had the discussion on Facebook and there was a player a bit like a Rand Shawcross, you said, and I couldn't remember the name. It was John Joe Selvey.
Right.
From Swansea. He was the guy I was talking about. You know, why don't we go in and make a bid for like a John Joe Shelby?
Yeah.
To me, that guy, every time I see him, I watched him again for Swansea at the weekend. You know, he puts his foot in. That guy, he scores goals every year.
Yeah.
He could possibly score 10, 12 goals from midfield for us. Yeah. And it gives you a bit of fight and a bit of hunger. Yeah. You know, that's maybe the other kind of player we should be going out and making, you know, a £12 million bid for him.
Gomez. 10 million. Gomez looks good, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He'd come, he'd come to London and show off the dreadlocks.
It is, but who do you think's going to come in, or what's going to happen?
Well, you know, it's looking like Berahino and
I think that'll happen.
Yeah, I don't think Wanyama will. I don't know.
I think he will. I think because he's handed in the request, and I think he wants to work
to go somewhere else. To be honest with you,
I think he'll be a deadline day one.
I mean, I you know, this Coquelin at Arsenal, you know, he looks all right, but I think that Arsenal would be ideal for somebody like him.
Yeah.
And that's the, you know, we sort of um and ah about these players, and then they go to a, you know, he'd probably go to Chelsea and sit on the bench for the rest of the season.
Probably.
You know, or Man City or something. You know, that looks like they're buying about two or three more players. I mean, how many players do these clubs need? It's
scary.
It is incredible, but scary. You know, maybe go and look at that. Go and look at some of these players. You know, maybe get a couple of players on loan. I don't know, but we've got too many young players, haven't we?
Yeah.
You know, Pritchard, Carroll, Ali. You know, Dyer. Too many.
Yeah. Bentaleb Mason.
Bentaleb Mason. Yeah. And by the way, Mason was terrific against Stoke, so he fully deserved to keep his place. And Bentaleb was awful.
Yeah.
You know, I had a bit back and forth with someone saying, you know, that Bentaleb should play ahead of Mason. You know, yes, on last year's performances, but you can't, you know, but it's difficult, isn't it? Because, like I say, you know, you see these guys in training, or Pochettino does. He's got to pick. You can't. We're still in pre-season, to me.
Yeah.
Now, we said about it, didn't we? What's going on? We're playing a game in America. Then we've got two games, you know, 3 days before the start of the season. Then it's Man United away, which looked like another practice game. It's like we're still finding our feet. It's like we're still in pre-season. You know, we're ready to go here, guys. You know, all the fans are ready to go. All the podcasts are up and running. You know, everyone's like well into the season. I've watched loads of games, and Spurs are still experimenting.
Yeah.
We should have played 8 games in pre-season against all different sides, Stevenage and, I don't know, Southend and maybe one of these little tournaments, you know, a couple of tougher games. Why don't we play a game at White Hart Lane?
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Get the crowd back, sell a load of shirts. But in you know, whoever it is who makes these decisions, we don't do it. So we see Eric Dier play a couple of games, and now we see him still trying to find his feet. Yeah, he might not be a central defensive midfielder, but by now we should know. You know,
that's crazy. You know, but I don't know, Steve. You know, with this, like, Everton is probably one of the worst teams that you want coming to White Hart Lane, because you know, but like, I watched them against Man City and they played well. Like, Everton's one of those teams we'll either beat or they'll beat us, you know. And if Everton turn up, you know, they are one tough team to beat.
Yeah,
they really are. They'll be organised.
I can honestly see a thumping. I really can.
Yeah, I personally think Everton will beat us this Saturday.
Yeah, I can.
I really do. I don't think it'll be a thumping now. I don't think it'll be a thumping, but I can see them beating us 2-1. You know, maybe 3-1.
I can see like something, you know, it's just not quite right, and you know, we go goal down, maybe two, and it'll be like we won't know where to go because we've got no leader on the pitch. You know, Jan Vertonghen, look, you got your mate now, cheer up.
Yeah,
we've got your mate Toby in for you. I think that's why we signed him, to cheer Jan Vertonghen up. He still looks miserable. You know, he's jockeying. Where's your fight, man? Where's your leadership?
Yeah.
You know, that's why you're not captain, because you keep throwing strops. You know,
he was poor.
I don't mind sticking with Walker for the time being, because he has improved, and you don't want to send too bad signals. But then again, I feel sorry for Trippier. But Rosa's got to come in. Rosa's got to come
in. Yeah, I agree. Has to.
Do you remember last year, the centre midfielder partnership, which was good, Mason and Bentaleb? Why don't we go back to that? Because that seemed to work pretty well. Dier necessarily deserves to lose his place because he's been okay. Again, nothing spectacular. But, you know, maybe put him at the back with older world.
It's going to be one of those ones, Steve. I'll close on my shop at 5:30 and flan up the road to watch it. But I'll also be driving up the road going, do I really want to watch this?
Yeah.
You know, and go and sit and panic for 90 minutes. Yeah. You know, but
That Leicester game, I watched the whole thing, and it wasn't enjoyable at all.
Yeah.
Everything about it was really unenjoyable. You know, you don't know what...
I know. another thing for any new listeners to the show, Steve and I very, very rarely say that we think we're going to get beat, especially at the start of the season. Yeah. But I think it just shows how we're all feeling. And I would say the majority, like anybody that I've been chatting to lately, is just it's almost as if the fight out of us supporters has been knocked out of us already.
Yeah.
You know, and my worry is, and I want to give this manager time, Steve, I really, really do. But if you look at those next 3 or 4 games, if it doesn't happen, you can see it happening. The supporters will turn on him. He'll be gone. And then all his new signings, if all these new boys are in, and we'll be starting all over again.
Yeah.
You know, it's... Fingers crossed we'll get a win, but...
Yeah, I mean, you know, you want that, don't you? And you want Harry Kane to get off the mark and
yeah.
But I don't know what else to say, really. I mean, people do say, you know, you're too negative sometimes. But as I say, this podcast is all about a phone call between me and Colin. And we just sort of say what's on our minds. Nothing's written down. We don't have lists, do we? We just sort of say what we're thinking. And, you know, if it's too negative for you, listen to the previous 4 years, because we're kind of happy. And now we're sort of like, right, reality, back to reality.
I know. Have you any questions, sir, from Twitter tonight?
Sorry?
Was there any questions from Twitter or Facebook?
I think we did. Yeah, let's run through these and then we'll finish up, because obviously we don't want to do we don't do more than an hour on this show, because that's way too long. You don't want to listen to us for more than an hour. And as I say, there's other podcasts to listen to, and I don't want to take their airtime because I'm not selfish. Right, okay.
People don't want to listen to you, Steve, for an hour. That's more like it.
Well, I don't want to listen to me for an hour. Right, let's have a look then. So we've got, Adam Richmond, he's been in touch.
Good.
Good. So how do Pedro, Kovacic and others get signed and are immediately in the team, but Endrai wasn't ready? That's from Michael Smith, which we've talked about.
Yeah.
If Spurs sign another forward, do you think they should go one up top or change to 4-4-2? That's from Wes. And I think I love 4-4-2. I think 4-4-2 is brilliant. Man United won all those leagues under Fergie with 4-4-2.
Yeah, you know, I'd love to see it, Wes. You know,
they had two strikers at one point, Andy Cole and Sheringham, right, who hated each other.
Yeah, that's right.
Hated each other, but they went and won the treble.
Yep.
You know,
I don't know. I'd love to see 4-4-2 as well, but I can't see it. I just don't think it's his style of play.
Yeah,
so
well,
I can't see it happen.
Isn't it? It's a worry that it's not his style of play. You know, he needs to,
yeah.
If we're going to go 4-3-3 every game, hello, you know, Everton this weekend and go, well, they play 4-4-3, lads. Yeah, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. Wouldn't it be lovely if then they come out on the pitch and go, wait there, Chadley's playing right up front. They've got a couple of wide men.
Yeah.
This is not what we trained for. But no, they know exactly how we're going to play. Danny Griffiths, how many players do you think we need to sign in the next season to have a good season? I think we need three at least. And
minimum
players.
Yeah, minimum three.
Yeah.
Probably need 10.
Yeah. Spurs player again has put a load of things about with letters, which you can read. You know, Spurs fanatic. He listens to the podcast. That's good. And who else we got? I had one of those. You know, you haven't got a Spurs shop, obviously, in Northern Ireland, but they've got one in Southend, and they sell these chocolate bars.
Yeah.
And they're about £1.50, and they should be 20p, and they're absolutely revolting.
I've seen that. I've seen your picture up.
Absolutely. Like, you know, like advent calendars?
Yeah.
Not like a Cadbury's one, like, you know, like a rubbish advent calendar.
Yeah.
It's like that sort of chocolate. I think that's about... Oh, Alan Berg-Nielsen, he says about Levy. Robbie Welsh talks about the chocolate bar being more solid than our defence. That is true. So look, you know, what do you reckon then, Carl? Anything more to say?
No, I think we've covered everything, and say, you know, each week we'll just try and talk about what's happened in the week.
Yeah.
And obviously it's hard at the minute because you're speculating about transfers. But look, it ends next Monday night, and I say we'll maybe try and get a show out maybe next Tuesday night, Steve.
Yeah.
You know, or we might even get one out next Monday night.
Yeah.
What time's the transfer close? What time's the window close? Transfer window?
At 11 or midnight, isn't it?
Is it? See, I'd heard that it might be 6.
Yeah.
6 o'clock this time, but I say we'll see what happens, and we'll take it from there. But look, Steve, we've just got to keep our fingers crossed for Saturday. Are you going to the game?
Yes. Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah,
you'll be there. So cheer the boys on, and you know, fingers crossed they might get off to a bit of a start. But you know, even if we're 2-0 up, we'll still all be panicking, and there'll be a tension all around the ground.
Well, look, this is why I said, Carl, just as a final thought, I think if he brings Danny Rose back, if he plays Trippier, if he possibly puts Dyer at the back with Toby Alderweireld and drops Jan Vertonghen, because, you know, it was his mistake, in my opinion. But and his attitude's been poor, I think, in the first three games. If he, you know, goes with Bentaleb and Mason, if he, you know, plays this Ndiaye, or, you know, so, you know, if he plays Lamela, we're losing 3 or 4-1.
Yeah.
You know, I just
Look,
think,
he needs to.
it's a dead cert that we'll lose. Because
Yeah, the.
remember, it isn't like playing with 10 men, it's like playing 10 men against 12 men.
Yeah.
He's that out of form and he's that poor at the moment. You know, Colin, why don't we loan him out to West Ham? You know,
Okay.
hello, Bournemouth. For the quick phone call, hi Bournemouth, would you like an Argentinian international for the season? You know, and if they say no, then we've got to think, wait there, if Bournemouth don't want Lamella, then why have we got Lamella? You
I
know what I mean?
know,
Isn't that the easy solution? Because we
but I
don't
think.
really want to sell him, not really, because we still think, oh, there might be something in there. Loan him out for 6 months.
I think the other thing is, and you're right there, the new guy, Clinton, I think he wants to be called, or Clint,
Yeah.
he has to play. He has to start, Steve.
Well, we need 12
The crowd
minutes.
needs something. Yeah, the crowd needs, you'll be arriving there, maybe getting into the Ben Hur for a quick shandy or,
Yeah.
whatever. You want to be hearing other teams here, the new guy's playing.
Yeah. Let's check him
And
out. Oh,
that'll, yeah.
you know, Wimmer's at the back.
Get
Brilliant.
a bit of excitement around the crowd, so
Yeah.
it needs to happen. But you never know, Berahino might sign in the next few days, and he might be starting as well.
Well,
So
I doubt it.
that would be all right. But we shall see. We shall
We shall
see.
see. We shall see. All right then, buddy.
Okay, mate. Well, come on, you Spurs, and hopefully
Brilliant.
we're wrong, and we get 3 points and
Yeah.
get the season up and going.
All right then, Cole.
Okay, mate. Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs.
Get your big tail down and get your heartbeat, babe.